Team, we are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia. We have some very special guests in the studio today from the Radcliffe Veterans Center to talk about another album that is coming out. Is that what? Am I getting it right?
Well, yeah, we've got another album potentially coming out. We released Lest We Forget and did the concert in February. But initially this all started, and what I guess we're here today to talk about is that we're going to do another show.
Another show. Okay, so I got the word wrong. Show, no, album. You know, they're so similar.
Yeah, no, you're kind of not far off. We're in the process also of writing with maybe, possibly, hopefully, another album as well. So you're not wrong.
No, I just love the whole thing. This whole thing, if you missed it almost 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. I forget we had that pause for the pandemic thing.
Oh, yeah.
But this all started with this concept of bringing you in to work with these veterans and tell their stories in song. And Tamara, of course, is a singer-songwriter.
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't introduce.
That's okay.
Sorry. Tamara Stewart's here.
Yes.
We love you and your whole ability to get people and have them share their words and their memories and their perspectives, and then you put that together with music and it becomes a real historical document. Mm. And sadly, a lot of the folks that were involved in the initial recordings and some of the earliest songs, they've passed on.
Mm-hmm, that's right, yeah.
But thank goodness for the being able to capture those memories, because now those stories will live on forever.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you saying that. It's been one of those things that it's just such a surprise. I didn't expect the first day that I went to the RVC to do a songwriting group that we'd be talking about it here on the radio and telling the community about it. But it really has been a beautiful project, and I've learned so much, you know, from these guys, and being here again, especially after. I like how you said pause for the pandemic. You mm-hmm. made it sound so graceful and lovely. But yeah, it's been quite a year for those guys and girls in the RVC and in the other centres as well. So we're here to celebrate, you know, the fact we're coming together with new songs that we're writing but also to talk about some hard stuff. So that's the beautiful thing about music. We can share how we're feeling and hopefully share that with other people as well.
Well, for those who missed it, when this whole thing first got up and running, there was an album released called Lest We Forget.
Yes.
And there was a concert. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to revisit that because it really didn't get the fair shake it should have gotten because of the pandemic. It didn't get a chance to live and breathe and really get out in the public eye enough before everything just kind of the door slammed shut on a lot of stuff. Yeah. So is this a way to reintroduce the initial project and gear up for this potential second one?
Yeah, it is. And I mean, Ed's here from the RV. So you were there at the concert last time, and it was a new idea for them. They were brave to try it.
Yeah, it took some pulling of teeth to get our advisory committee to approve spending the money to produce a CD with no real return. They were just looking at, you know, and not being familiar with music therapy. What we would do is every one of their meetings, we would bring one of the songs that they had written. And very powerful.
Yeah. It's very touching. And again, being able to take those things and craft them into a work of art is a real talent. And we all appreciate that very much. And you can't weigh talent and you can't judge talent, but I really like this album. And it's not easy to say that because I'm very critical of music and I have a lot of opinions and I'm not easy to please. And I really like this album. So.
Oh, well, thank you. We worked really hard on it. And when it came down to picking the songs for the record, it wasn't easy. I mean, we had some really cool songs and some songs are, you know, we had some funny moments. We laughed during the sessions. I've heard things that I never thought I would hear and I will never forget. We've had some really emotional songs written, and I feel like we covered a lot of bases. And thank you so much for what you said about the record, because we're proud that you said that, because we worked really hard on it.
So when's the next show going to be?
Well, it'll be on Saturday the 13th of November right here at the State Theatre. We're going to go straight back to that beautiful venue. And I mean, this is how this all started. Do we think we can do another show? And Laurie Jewery and I were chatting about that and have fleshed it out into all four centres across Kentucky that we've been writing, possibly involved in the record. But the 13th of November is wholly and solely for the RVC. So we're going to come back and do another show and bring the band down from Nashville and rehearse up and maybe even put in a couple of these new ones, but celebrate them. For it's Veterans Day weekend, so it'll be Saturday the 13th of November, and tickets will go on sale in August, I think. So
anybody
we are excited.
Know how much the tickets are going to be yet?
Not yet. $20, $25.
Very affordable.
Around that price. We're just getting all those final bits in detail. But as soon as they're available and on sale, we will hopefully be able to let you guys know and can spread the word.
Awesome stuff. Anything else going on at the center we need to know about?
Well, and Tamara said that, you know, she took a pause, but really she continued with the music therapy. They just did it virtually. And if you've never seen a music therapy session, you should. Just to watch the interactions between her and the veterans. You know, she'll have, what would you have, 12, 13 on Friday?
Yeah.
12 to 13 veterans sitting around in a big group, and she's strumming a guitar, playing the piano, and just throwing out ideas, and they're throwing them back at her. And these guys and gals love Tamara. Yeah. I mean, they were stoked when they found out she was coming back.
So where can we get the album that's actually already out, the Lest We Forget album?
At the, was it lestweforgetrvc.com. It's on the web. It's for sale, you know, what is it, $12? It's a very affordable album. It's got 12 really, really heart-pulling and powerful songs that, you know, that 20 to 25 RVC veterans wrote.
Yeah.
With her help.
Yeah.
All right. Concert coming back up. The album is still on sale. Maybe a second album coming. Radcliffe Veterans Center in conjunction with some of the other ones around the state. Tamara Stewart, songwriter, singer, therapist, cool lady. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3.